Let's talk a little bit about the new ECOG trial that's going to try to evaluate bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. Clearly, that whole question of adjuvant bevacizumab has a lot of interest. Colon cancer, it's the major question. Breast cancer, now those trials are being designed. Where are we in lung cancer?
Well, I think that the presentation of the adjuvant CALGB data for the 1B patients this year has created some consternation and rethinking of exactly how the ECOG 1505 should be crafted. That's the adjuvant trial. Putting that aside, and that's really a question of the merits of a particular chemo regimen, I think it's a vitally important question. I've mentioned previously that most things that work pretty well in metastatic or lead to improvements add that much more in the local regional setting in most cancers. And so here's a regimen where you more than doubled response rate. You were one of the first three-drug versus two-drug combination trials to be successful. And so I think my gut would be that 5 years from now, or whenever we know the results of this study, 6 or 7 years, that we would have a positive trial. So that being said, I think that the plan would be for 2 or 3 cisplatin-based doublets and hopefully an international trial to facilitate accrual. It's really incumbent on this to get this done in a more timely fashion because we have been slow in getting these adjuvant trials done, and people sometimes have a certain nihilism in lung cancer to find reasons not to do something rather than find reasons to do something. I mean, a 2% improvement in survival in breast cancer is a big deal, but in lung cancer, we haven't been as rabid about pursuing those modest benefits.
You mentioned your openness to erlotinib in the adjuvant setting, which is controversial for sure, and I think probably a lot of people won't do that, but in the non-smoker who are a mutation patient, what about off-protocol bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting? Young patient, well-read, brings in a stack of papers from the internet. Would you consider doing that?
I haven't done it to date. I think I would be willing to have a discussion about it with the patient, if they wanted to. They had a really high-risk tumor, and they were young and completed their adjuvant therapy and wanted to, follow, say, one of the arms designed for the ECOG 1505, sort of run in parallel to do it. I suspect I could have my arm twisted to do that in a certain clinical setting.